Hello and welcome to TMC's first ever podcast. The date today is April the 8th. It's Friday and Eastern Standard Time. It's 4:44 in the afternoon. Thanks for being with us and listening. I'm going to kick off this podcast with a couple of my associates. I've got next to me the editorial director of TMCNet, Al Breidenberg. Al, say hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, folks.
And I also have Michelle Pascarello.
Hi there.
Michelle is our channels editor. She is responsible for the editorial content of the channels on TMCNet. She'll explain a little bit more. My name is Rich Tarani, and we're really excited to have podcasting ability. This will be the industry's communication podcast source. And thank you for listening once again. I'd like to start off by saying I spoke on Monday at the National Show, which is an event sponsored by the NCTA, or National Cable and Telecommunications Association. I was a moderator for a session called Voight Me, where I had a chance to moderate some of the heavy hitters in the cable space, from Comcast to Time Warner, Cablevision. And they've got some really interesting things going on. These guys have access to unlimited marketing, so when you think about who's going to win in the triple play war, I wonder if the fact that you've got access to unlimited cable television advertising, if that's not going to sway the odds in your favor quite a bit. So our discussion was good. We talked a bit about how the growth of cable telephony is going to increase, how to position in marketing of cable telephony. Do you talk about VoIP? Do you talk about digital telephony or just digital telephone? And it seems like there are some good give and take among the panelists, and a whole bunch of good questions from the audience. We had approximately 600 to 650 people in the room, which I thought was pretty amazing. With that, I'm going to transition over into AOL's announcement about VoIP this week. Al, I thought AOL made an announcement a while back about VoIP. What's different about the more recent VoIP announcement?
Well, in fact, I think they announced that they were going to be having a VoIP offering during the week of our Internet Telephony Conference in Miami in February. Isn't that right?
I really don't remember the timing, but it was a few weeks back that they made the announcement.
So I think that we knew that they were coming out with a VoIP offering. But what's new is that it's actually ready to be rolled out. That's really, I think, what the news is. America Online is going to be offering a VoIP-based calling service that combines voice, email, and instant messaging. And the big news is that they're ready to start rolling it out in 40 U.S. markets across the country this week.
And we know who's the number one competitor to AOL, right?
Well, that's that I think you're referring to as MSN, Microsoft.
Correct. At least the Messenger product. And Michelle's going to give us a little bit of information about what's happening with Microsoft and their VoIP product.
Well, Rich, Microsoft made an official announcement about the release of a new version of MSN Messenger. It is now bundled with voice-based calling and video over IP features. It seems that the integration between MSN Messenger, MSN Spaces, and other MSN network services are giving users a way to connect to others via the way of instant messaging and blogging, and they can even share music lists and photos.
Michelle, you're not reading, are you?
I'm not reading at all.
All right, I'm just making sure. We're not going to let you bring paper onto these podcasts. Podcasting is an electronic medium, so no paper in a podcast. So that's the new TMC rule. No paper, everyone, but great job, Michelle. Thank you.
Thanks.
Next up, we've got MCI and Quest, the ongoing saga. I referred to this saga recently in one of my blogs at Tarani.com. I talked about how Verizon is this whole thing is like a soap opera, really. Verizon is like the rich kid that has a good job, a good stable job, and is looking to get the high school sweetheart and marry the high school sweetheart, while Quest is this daring young kid that doesn't have a job that is trying to compete for the love of this high school sweetheart. And as it turns out, so often in real life, the high school sweetheart is going with the rich young doctor who's got the stable job. Even though Quest is throwing more money around, it looks like MCI is looking to Verizon as the suitor of choice. And potentially there's going to be a hostile takeover, and I'm not sure what the analogy would be in life, so I'm going to leave it at that. With that, we're going to go to unsolicited facts. Not the most glamorous of topics, but Al's going to talk to us briefly about unsolicited facts and what the government's doing about it.
Well, it is kind of an interesting news item from the past week about junk faxes. Really, the news, excuse me, The news is that the Senate is getting ready to put into force an amendment to the Telephone Consumer Protection Act of 1991. That act actually dealt with the issue of unsolicited fax advertising, and at the time, legislation incorporated some penalties for unsolicited fax advertising, so that if you were to send a fax to a person that they felt was unsolicited, it's possible that they could even charge you damages of $500 per fax.
Wow.
That's actually kind of an old story. But the new piece of it is that the new amendment to that 1991 Act would make it even tougher for companies to use fax advertising, because it would require them to actually get prior written permission from the recipient. In other words, you got to go get a person's permission for you to send them a fax. Otherwise, the penalties can be even stiffer, and the sender has to be specifically identified in the fax.
When you say stiffer, do you know the amount? Is there a limit?
Well, it said that you could be risking an FCC citation and an $11,000 fine per fax. Violation.
That's staggering. Well, that's the same number as the telemarketing violation, isn't it? Exactly the same number. So I guess fax is now in line with telemarketing, where you've got to be really careful who you fax to.
Well, I think some of the reasoning behind this is that unsolicited fax advertising does actually consume resources of the recipient, because the recipient has to have their fax line, their fax machine tied up, and it costs them the ink and the paper, so there is a true definable
right.
cost involved.
And you got to leave it to the government to wait until we've all switched over to network-based faxing solutions and fax servers, where there's no more paper or toner or any of those kinds of things to actually pass this law. But still, I guess they'll save us some phone lines, at least. We won't have our phone lines tied up, and we'll be able to send some outbound faxes instead of having to wait for the daily offer to Aruba that we get on some of the fax machines here at TMC, and the menus from the local restaurants that we don't know how they ever got our fax number.
Well, hopefully, once all the legislation against various forms of advertising is done, hopefully there will still be some way for companies to advertise their products and services.
Well, we'll figure that out. Maybe TMCNet's the answer. But with that, I'm going to segue into what's going on at Speech World. Speech World is our event, our first-time event in the speech technology space. It's being co-located with an IT Contact Center Summit, and it is also co-located with a global call center outsourcing summit, which consists of the largest outsourcers in the world. And we're bringing that to Dallas. It's going to be held the 24th through the 26th. We're really happy to have companies like Cisco, Vonexus, and Acculab being big sponsors of the event. Believe it or not, registration's through the roof on this first-time event, much greater than we thought. We expect something like 1,000 people to be showing up in Dallas the 24th through the 26th. If you want more information on any of the co-located events or Speech World, just go to speech-world.com for info. With that, we're going to go to Michelle. There's some interesting news on some Canadian technology trends. Michelle, what's going on up in Canada?
Well, there's actually a recent article by Plessman Publications that's saying that this is the year for voice. But I think that anybody that's attended TMC's Internet Telephony Conference and Expo can tell you that we've already been on this train, and we've been saying that since this industry started its boom back in 1988.
It's exciting to have a market research company that I'm not aware of actually come into the market and say that VoIP is hot.
That's
right. What's the name of the company again?
Seaboard Group. They're actually Canadian Technology Research and Strategy Consulting Group up in Canada. So I guess the Canadians are getting on this train, and they're just starting to investigate. Vonage in Canada is actually being offered up there now, and who knows, we're going to see Vonage. You'll probably see Optimum Online. You'll probably see Verizon.
Wow.
So it seems like the Canadians are now getting on the VoIP train.
Well, the least we can do is export VoIP to the north, since they're exporting so much beer to the south. I'm not sure it's a fair trade, but it's all we got right now to give them.
Can't complain.
Okay, that's what's going on in Canada. Any other tidbits to share? Anything else interesting happened this week in the communication space that we'd like to share?
Well, there's a lot of news going on in the channel space here at TMC. If our listeners would like to hop on the web and go to tmcnet.com/channel, you'll see that there is a plethora of industries to read lots of articles on. There's a lot of great companies who are sponsoring microsites within the TMC space.
A microsite? What's a microsite?
A microsite is basically a miniature site here on TMC. Sponsors, basically any of the telecommunications companies or any of the technology companies out there that are interested in promoting themselves and having an outlet for better marketing space can partner with us here at TMC, sponsor a microsite, and we'll design a little site for you on our site. And I'll plug it up with news, and we'll get some publicity articles.
Excellent.
Customer, you know, testimonials and
excellent. Studies. Well, you know, I have another thing to add. This week I actually spent most of the week in San Jose after the NCTA show. I visited a lot of companies, and it turns out that everyone in the VoIP space is growing like crazy. I heard from one customer that Q1 was a little soft in the enterprise PBX space, but other than that, every other segment is literally on fire, from the service provider to the OEM market, where there are new devices we're going to see soon. Let's just put it this way, that Wi-Fi telephony is going to replace your cordless phone very soon, and it looks like Apple is going to come out with the Voice over IP pod, or VoIP pod, very soon as well. I've been writing about that one now for at least 8 months, and it looks like any day now we're going to have those types of products. In fact, the media player companies, the ones that compete with the Sony PSP and even Sony, they're trying to figure out how to put Wi-Fi into their phones, and there's a company called HelloSoft in San Jose that actually makes great technology, and what it does is it allows you to use your RISC processor, the ARM processor, to process voice over IP. So rather than having to have a standalone processor or a DSP, which can get very expensive, you give up a few cycles on your MIPS processor and you're able to very inexpensively add VoIP to virtually any device, as long as you can give up a few cycles. So what is this going to mean? For the future, we're going to have low-cost ATA devices, and these ATA devices will have firewalls built into them. They're going to be routers. They're going to have Wi-Fi built into them. And by the way, the company is also working on a technology that will allow Wi-Fi to operate at a very low power consumption rate. Currently, that technology is only to be used in the consumer market. And the company explains to me that the reason for this is that in the consumer space, you can deal with a speed degradation. And they believe that it is potentially possible that because their device operates at 2 megabits per second, which of course is part of the reason why it operates on a lower power level than traditional Wi-Fi telephony devices, that these access points will scale down to 2 megabits per second, and that's the speed at which they will operate. In an enterprise environment where you're looking for 54 megabits or 11 megabits per second, you obviously don't want your access point scaling down to 2 megabits, which would really choke the bandwidth. So that's what's going on with HelloSoft. That's been a good overview of communications for this week. Thank you so much for listening to TMC's first ever podcast. We were really excited to bring this to you. Come back and listen to more. Check out all our blogs on TMCnet.com. And if you want to hear more from me during the week, check out my blog at Tarani.com. Thank you so much and have a wonderful weekend.